Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Gone with the Trend. Sure, I'm Jack O'Brien. That's Miles Gray.
Hey.
Hi, Miles.
Welcome back.
This is going to be people's first time bringing you back.
Oh, man. I went to the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Took a second. Had to breathe so I could come back energized to keep spitting hot fire.
We'll get more into that tomorrow, but let's tell the people for now what is trending this afternoon.
Yes.
Gone with the Wind is trending because HBO, a private company, chose to remove it from the HBO Max app, and people, Megyn Kelly and other conservatives, are responding as if they destroyed the last copy of Gone with the Wind, and are saying this is a slippery slope. Where does it end?
This is the thing. I don't know what Gone with the Wind is, aside from I know it as a iconic film. I think about the Civil War and something about I don't give a damn. Those are the only things I've cared to engage with Gone with the Wind. But is it just? Well, I couldn't even tell you what the fuck it's about.
I've never seen it.
Oh, yes, yes.
I should say
the good old days.
It's about like after the Civil War. I think there are some Union soldiers marching through after winning who are like scary. I could have all this wrong, but it is like, you know, very much based in that old world of without being
critical of maybe what side critical they were on prior to that war.
Exactly.
Epic Civil This is the Wikipedia. Epic Civil War drama focused on the life of petulant Southern belle Scarlett O'Hara. Starting with her idyllic on a sprawling plantation, the film traces her survival through the tragic history of the South during this No wonder they don't want. Okay, I just need to read that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so it's just conservatives responding to, you know, the mainstream media doing something that imagine if movies on airplanes were edited to make them more liberal, like to have more, you know, like the way that like mainstream movies are edited to like make them more in line with like Christian conservative values. Like that is, that is violence. That's ideological violence. And nobody says shit about that. But then when somebody decides to remove a movie from their app, the conservative movement is like, this is the end of our culture.
But again, I think we're misnomers. We're people are starting to like dismantle these remnants of like white supremacy that have physically manifested, whether that's Confederate statues, taking down statues of slavers, whatever it is, like that's what's happening. So yeah, a movie like this that's going to try and give you the fucking smiley faced version of like, oh my God, but guys, the South, it was so bad for them. Like, look, I understand that a war decimates all that are involved, but to revise our history to completely change the tone of what actually happened, I think is disingenuous. And so I think these people, if you're truly there to see like these monuments to white supremacy or Confederacy, whatever you want to call it, start coming down, like, yeah, it must be awful times for these racist people to realize a lot of companies are starting to say, we are no longer going to accommodate you. Sorry. Check out Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck might have some streaming platform you want to check out where you can watch fucking weird royalty-free versions of the Avengers made with stock video.
Wait, is that real?
No, but I could imagine like some really shitty workaround.
Yeah. Ramsey Orta is trending. Ramsey Orta. He is the man who took the video. I mean, he was a kid at the time. I think he was a teenager. He took the video of Eric Garner's death when he was murdered in broad daylight by an NYPD officer.
Daniel Pantaleo.
Yeah.
Who is not anywhere near.
Not in prison.
A jail.
No. Yeah, he just got fired. That's it.
Yeah.
So Ramsey Orta, after this happened, was targeted, followed by the NYPD. They shone lights into his house at all times of night, like for months. They told him, like, they just harassed him, you know, just targeted him until they could arrest him for something. I think they got him on a drug charge, told him he was going to wish he had killed himself when they got done with him, poisoned his food in prison. Like, to the point that the people who ate the same thing as him were all, like, had to go to the infirmary. He just, like, refused to eat it because he knew they were trying to harm him. At one point, it seemed like they were laying the groundwork for him to, like, they 5150'd him, even though, you know, and they were called his mom and said he was suicidal. And he's like, they were planning to, you know, kill me and then pretend they were laying the groundwork so that it would be a suicide. But this is for taking the video that was evidence that proved the NYPD's abuses. And this is just something I think we need to be aware of, that these police departments are not going to go quietly. It's not going to be, you know, they're petulant, as you saw in the NYPD union press conference.
Oh, man, they really came out, huh? What the fuck was that one guy, dude? Wild. He was a fucking goon.
Oh, my goodness. But anyways, and also someone pointed out to me that Ramsey Orta's wife, you know, there are some really troubling allegations about him. And you know, I think it's beside the point of, you know, his being harassed by the NYPD. But, you know, that is something to keep in mind.
Anna said it's his current wife is trying to divorce
him. It's his current wife. Okay. Tom Morello is trending. so people, there are a lot of like middle-aged, you know, rock fans who are mad that Tom Morello from Rage Against the Machine is being political. It seems to be that there was a tweet where somebody was like, another rock star suddenly knows everything about politics.
They're like, I went to Tomarello's, Harvard.
Yeah, Tomarello's response was like, hey, I don't need to have graduated from Harvard with a political science degree with honors to recognize that what's happening is wrong, but I did graduate from Harvard with a political science degree with honors.
So why don't you choke on that? I yield my time. Fuck you. Didn't Gaffigan also shock a bunch of people because they were like, Jim Gaffigan had something to say too?
Yeah.
A lot of people are just like,
probably happening.
They don't get it, man. They just don't. I don't know. I think this is why it's important to let people know where you are at. Because it's clear that most racist people are just because you do not look like a black or brown person, or because you're in a band that sounds like metal or whatever, that you are somehow like not against racism. I mean, you have to start showing people like where you're at, because that's people start. I think if you're a Jim Gaffigan fan and you're a Tom Morello fan and you'd be like, well, fuck that, you're gonna pivot to what are you gonna listen to?
Yeah.
And then if you don't, take a second to think about these people that you like, that's where they are at, actually. So maybe it might be worth exploring like what your own thinking is. And hey, maybe check out this whole, not being racist thing.
Yeah. And if coming out as, calling out white supremacy hurts these people's career, like pay attention to that. Pay attention to what they say about who is turning them away or, firing them for calling out white supremacy, and, vote with what you pay attention to and who you let get away with that shit. Don't let them Craig Hodges, Jim Gaffigan, or Tom Morello or anybody.
Those people will be just fine. I think that's the one thing. Yeah. I feel like so many of these like larger companies too, they just like Nike did or like, maybe a year ago with that Kaepernick commercial. They know, even though it's not like if they're being pure capitalists, like you don't want to lose any business, but you crunch some numbers and you'd be like, nah, this isn't going to really affect the bottom line. So we might as well do the right thing here just because you don't want to look like a fucking idiot on the other side of this thing. Yeah. Or actually just racist. I shouldn't even say, you just want to look like you're accommodating this shit.
Yeah. At the same time, Jim Gaffigan does have 317 children. So keep them fed. So just won't you think of Jim Gaffigan and
exactly.
Enormous family. And then Ice Cube is trending. What is what's happening with Ice Cube? I've seen his name mentioned.
He's Ice Cube. He's been tweeting some. I've retweeted some of his tweets that I think were really, really good, like motivational things, like thoughts to have as we endeavor to move forward as unified people to enact some kind of change. And then like suddenly the tweets got weird. He was showing like all these tweets, like these black cubes that were like in different cities. And then something about like, it was the black cube of Saturn. And then like within the star of Dave, it's like this. He got basically started retweeting stuff from like a Russian propaganda website. And was dabbling in some like anti-Semitic conspiracy theories. So I don't know if this is like his new Hotep identity or whatever. But a lot of people were like, "Wow, if you saw Ice Cube like retweeting Russian anti-Semitic propaganda on your 2020 Doomsday bingo card, wow, like you really won." Because I don't know what's going on. His tweets have just. I'm curious, and I want to get in this man's mind. I don't know what happened.
I have, I've seen people who I know and never, like I haven't, hung out with them in a decade, but who I never would have even associated as being conservative or like retweeting Q stuff in the past couple weeks. I think there's a kind of widespread tendency of Americans to be sort of losing their grasp a little bit, but
Well, I think if anything, that it's like any conspiracy theory or just anything like that. At the very least, you can distill that down to these people believe that the government would kill them.
Right.
I think, yeah. And that's like, in a way, I'm like, and now people just are interpreting that energy in different ways. Some people can be a little more clear-headed about it, or you can go into this really, really hard to follow world. It seems like it's easier to just explain these things as being like part of systemic white supremacy and capitalism versus mm-hmm. like the deep state collaborating with the war tribunals in which Obama and Clinton have already been executed. Therefore, Mueller bet. It's mm-hmm. like, I don't know. But it's easier for me to get on board with what I'm seeing here historically than the 5G, yeah. like that radio waves brought the flu and 4G brought H1N1 and regular cell phones brought ADHD and low energy. It's like, I don't know.
It's definitely the most sprawling and just kind of loosely strung together conspiracy theory. And it's also the first one that where the president is like the messiah of the cult and
right.
is probably going to eventually be fully on board with it. So it's definitely scary times.
Yeah, there's the thing is too, there are people, I think in Georgia, there's very quite likely, there's a representative who could win her election and be the first congressperson, like full on openly supporting QAnon, like serving in the House.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's terrifying. but we should be terrified.
Yeah. No, but we have to, I mean, yeah. You have to know how other people are looking at the world, because you can't just merely say like, well, that's it. Because I look at a lot of these videos that you see of these older, like elderly Gen Xers or boomers, like tearing down or confronting protesters or like tearing down memorial sites. And they're all quoting, like when I'm hearing them, they're like, oh, they're fully on the QAnon thing. Because they're talking, saying George Soros is paying Antifa. They're paying you guys to be here. You don't understand what they're trying to do to the president. And on the comments, a lot of people be like, man, look at this racist person. Like, what the fuck is this? Ah, look at this idiot. Whatever. And I'm like, ooh, no. Like, this is a QAnon follower going into physical space armed with whatever, you know, ideas they have and what the reasons are. There was one guy, though, who seemed genuinely deflated, though, as he kept accusing these, like, kids of being paid by George Soros. And they were so confused. The kids were so confused. And didn't like know who he was talking about, that the guy was like, come on, he's paying you. And they're like, what do you mean? Who? George Soros, the check should have came from this place. You got him, you know. And they're like, I don't know. He's like, okay. And then he's like, you never heard of George Soros? This guy.
wait a second.
But yeah, you gotta, there's so many different ways that people are being offered as explanations for what's happening.
Yeah. Deadliest Civil War. I keep bringing it up, but Deadliest Civil War was a wacky cult that, where a guy told everybody that he was Jesus, the second coming of Jesus or Jesus's brother in China, and 20 million people died. Something that seems, you know, Q seems silly, but nothing is too dumb or too silly.
But does Trump come off as a Christ figure, really?
It doesn't, you know? I don't think
like even if I were, I know, but I guess that's the thing is where like if I were fully into this and I was racist and like I was seeing Trump as like the figurehead of like the direction I'm moving towards as a person, that like there would be parts where like I'd be like, I don't know, that guy's not that like. If you're Christ, right. Like, wouldn't you have better
hair? See him hold up that Bible?
Yeah, it's like weird. I don't know if he's Christ. I mean, I look, don't get me wrong. I love what he's saying. Love the message. I don't know if he's Christ, though.
He held that Bible up like he was like genuinely physically allergic to it.
Yeah.
But Don Jr., I think, is the second coming, is what we all realize. So.
Oh, boy. Well, that's why I got to take deep breaths. This will be a marathon.
Yeah, exactly. All right. We'll be back tomorrow with a whole episode. We hope you guys are doing good. You know, wash your hands. Be good to each other. Be good to yourselves.
Yep. Take news breaks. Take a news break. Do not look at the news after 5 or 6 p.m. Just a little life hack. Trust me.
Monitor your brain's diet.
Yeah. All that shit will be there in the morning. Don't worry.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, guys. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye. Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Guys, customer service is essential to your business success. And for faster, smarter customer experience, you can turbocharge your CX results with CXone, the world's most complete customer experience platform from NICE. It's never been easier for organizations of all sizes around the globe to create extraordinary customer experiences. With the scalability and flexibility of the cloud, you can power up your business goals like never before. So don't get left behind. Find out more today at nice.com. That's nice.com.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.